A federal judge has stopped exploratory drilling in the Boise National Forest near Idaho City. Judge Edward Lodge says the Forest Service did not consider all the environmental impacts before granting a Canadian company permission to drill. Lodge made a similar decision in 2012. Adam Cotterell reports.
4 years ago, Lodge said the Forest Service did not thoroughly consider the Kumho Company's potential impact on water before giving the project the go-ahead. The exploration is taking place in an area near streams that feed the Boise River. Last year, Lodge said that particular concern had been addressed and okayed drilling. Now Lodge says the federal agency did not look carefully enough at a rare wildflower. Kumho Mining President Sean Dykes says after this week's setback, the delay shouldn't be nearly as long. He says his company has already done the flower study the judge wants, and it should be ready to hand in soon.
We believe the science is backing up everything we say about this being a sustainable project. That's why we're going out of our way to do a lot of these studies.
Environmental groups celebrated the judge's decision. They're adamant that the project poses a great risk to the Boise River. Dyke says his company knew it would face years of legal challenges when it started to think about digging one of the world's largest open-pit molybdenum mines so close to Boise. He says it's not unusual these days to spend 20 years doing legwork before a new mine begins production. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.